Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com where you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. In addition to that, check out the articles and podcasts while you're there, which are updated daily. And please share those on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. As you guys know, we face the same social media censorship that many of you are facing. And sharing those articles and podcasts on social media helps us out a great deal. Thank you for joining us once again tonight. We hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I know Rob and I had a good weekend from talking to him. So we hope you all experience the same. As always on Mondays, there's a lot to talk about. And it's almost like, where do you start? But I'm going to start with what is going on with Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and the rest of the Supreme Court justices, where the Biden administration has been slow or flat out refused to send them security protection like was been drafted in the bill. I mean, we even had several Democrats vote against security for Supreme Court justices. And we just see this situation escalating further and further. And it's going to keep escalating until someone gets hurt, sadly, is the way I see things going. Brett Kavanaugh recently was at Morton Steakhouse eating dinner with his family when a group of protesters, the radical mob, shows up and starts protesting during his dinner and totally was rude to all the people dining at the steakhouse because they made a big scene, of course, because Brett Kavanaugh was there eating with his family. Something I want to touch on too is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and many others, as I mentioned, did not vote for protection for Supreme Court justices. Here we have them trying to tell us honestly that we have a white supremacy problem, that Trump supporters are racist. And we've got a new Black Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez essentially voted that she should not have security. So if we have such a white supremacist problem, why doesn't she need security? Well, we know she probably doesn't need security, but security is needed for Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Gorsuch, Justice Thomas, Justice Coney Barrett. These protesters are unhinged and willing to do anything to give themselves some spotlight and make things difficult for the Supreme Court justices. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing good. And you hit on so many valid points. As you were giving your intro, I was just sitting here looking at the different stickies that I have of points that I want to make and I want to touch on. But everything that you said is spot on. I find it interesting that no one is up at arms over the fact that our Supreme Court justices are under attack. They're under attack by a left fringe group that does not like America. They don't care for American values. They just want a free for all. And we see that on a nightly basis with the criminal activity that takes place. When the lights go out, crime goes up. And it's not just at night, it's during the day also. During the midday, we see it all over. No one wants to call it out. They want to pretend as if though it does not exist. They want to pretend as if though, well, it's just the summer months and people are, you know, when people get around each other, they get all frazzled and whatnot. They want to say that now that the COVID restrictions have been uplifted, people are staring about and they're angry. There's a lot of angst there. All of it is wrong, of course, but we don't have a credible media to point it out. We don't have a credible media to say, no, it wasn't like this a few years ago, a few months ago. This has increased. And why has it increased? When you look around you, speaking truth to power, it is because of the people that we have elected in office. People that don't care about security. People that almost welcome crime. Look at our big states and cities. California, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City. Who's at the top? I want to keep this basic and simple. Who's at the top? Liberals, Democrats, they're at the top. They're the ones who are supposed to be making certain that we obey the law, but they're not doing that. They're not doing it at all. They're looking the other way. I was looking at a case that took place here in New York City, whereby a man, I think he was 21 years old or 18, Austin Simone or Simon, had gone inside of a bodega. Well, his girlfriend went inside first, as I think she was getting ice cream. And the bodega worker, Jose Alba, who, if I might add, is a legal resident, he came to the United States, migrated here, and became a legal resident. These are two people of color. Austin Simon is a black guy. So his girlfriend went in to get ice cream, and I guess something she didn't like the way it was served to her. She didn't like the way the ice cream was sitting on the cone. So she went out and told her boyfriend. He came back inside a bodega. And just in case you guys are wondering, what is a bodega? It's just a five a dime store, some little small store where you get little items like cigarettes, candy, you know, and the like. But they call it bodegas here in New York. I don't know why. So Austin comes in. I guess he wants to confront Jose Alba, the legal immigrant here. I think he's of Hispanic descent. Words are exchanged. And then Austin proceeds to rough Jose up, picks him up, pushes him down, gets in his face. And then the girlfriend comes back inside the bodega and she tries to join in. And I think she might have cut him or something. But then Jose Alba had a knife, and to defend himself so that he wouldn't be another statistic, a person who was dead, killed by someone, and the perp walks, he proceeded to pretend to protect himself, defend himself. So he stabs Austin Simon. Austin Simon is now the late Austin Simon. He's deceased. And you know what? Rightfully so. I don't care one bit. You play with fire, you get burned. He's dead. Good. Because now he won't be able to harm anyone else. He's dead. Dead, as they say, as a doornail. And again, I will say, rightfully so. The late Austin Simon or Simone or whatever he wants to call himself. Now, here's the twist. Our DA, District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, who also is a black man, decides to press charges against Jose Alba. Threw him in the clinker. Rikers Island. Rikers Island, where so many other perps have gone. Rikers Island, the prison system that our former mayor, de Blasio, wanted to close down so that he could build high-rises for some of his constituents that gave him money. So they threw him there, knowing that this is a horrible place and that the guards there are so pathetic and so woke that they probably wouldn't have kept an eye out on him. So he's there. His bail was set at, I think, $1.5 million. Go imagine a bodega worker who has a clean record, a bodega worker whom I would think that, according to Biden's administration, they want them here, but they only want them here if they're coming illegally. He came here and became a citizen, so they don't like that. They don't like that narrative. So there he sits at Rikers Island. There was a little protest. People started to push back. I don't know who the people were that were pushing back. So Alvin Bragg, the woke DA, decided, okay, we'll let him out. We'll reduce the bail from $1.5 million to $250,000. And then we'll let him go home and put an ankle bracelet on him and tell him, you better not leave your house. Now think about this. This man was defending himself. He gets punished for defending himself against Austin Simon. Now, Justin, and this is all on tape. Just in case you guys are wondering, this is all on tape. You can see it for yourself. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not embellishing the story. You can go online and you can Google that and you can see the story. Now, here's another kicker. Austin Simon. Replace him with Michael Brown. Remember Michael Brown? Guy in St. Louis? Who went inside of another bodega, tried to rough up the owner. That's hardly mentioned. The only thing that's mentioned is that he threw his hands up and said, hands up, don't shoot. We now know that's a lie. But many people are completely unaware of it. You know why? Because the media hid it. The media won't talk about it. They make Michael Brown, this guy who's almost 6'4", weighing almost 300 pounds, out to be some little saint. Michael Brown is dead, and rightfully so. Good riddance. Okay? It's good riddance. We don't need people like that in society that are creating havoc, that can't obey the law. Going back to my story, Jose Alba, charged with homicide. Why? Look at all the other people that have been killing people, and we can't find them. A woman the other day who was pregnant was beaten by another guy because of road rage, beaten with a wrench. Before then, a four-year-old kid was shot in the head. Before then, a nine-year-old. Dare I speak of Chicago? Everyone wants to talk about the Highland shooting. Oh, what happened? Well, they're barely talking about it because the shooter was a white man and the people that he killed were white, so the media doesn't care about that. But meanwhile, on the south side of Chicago, there were more killings this past weekend than there were during the Highland shooting. Go figure. Think about those numbers. And that's just not a one-time event. That's continuously in Chicago. During the July 4th weekend, more people were killed than were killed during the Highland shooting. And now this past weekend, the exact same thing. No one seems to care. Barack Obama doesn't seem to care, Andrew.
Yeah, I would agree. But one thing I would slightly disagree on is the saying that the media doesn't care about the shooter because he's a white man. Because to me, that's exactly why they do care about this story, because they can put attention on this story and act like this is such a big problem with these mass shootings. But then they'll completely sweep under the rug how you mentioned last weekend, over 50 people were shot in Chicago besides the Highland shooting. So that wasn't even half of the shootings in Chicago, what happened at that 4th of July parade. So it just seems to be that they're trying to focus and narrow in on these stories with mass violence. But then you'll see stories where 50 people shot in a weekend and the media is just completely silent crickets because they don't want to cover that.
They don't want to cover it. But just a little correction, when I was saying, Highland, that the media does not care. The reason I say they don't care is because the people that he shot were white. They could care less about the white lives because white lives don't matter, according to them, which is shameful. And another thing about this guy, and I won't say his name, although I don't know why people are like, well, don't say his name because he just wants the fame. When you look at him, a complete reject of society, tattoos all on his face, and it looks like some body from some crazy horror movie. But this is what they're teaching our kids. If you go to any school, you will see this guy there, sitting there. Not the exact guy, but you will see him there. Why is that? Because we're saying that, oh, this is acceptable. You can deface yourself, you can harm yourself, and we will still accept you. This is crazy, folks. This should not be happening. And then on top of that, we're still talking about the Highland shooting. To get away, he disguised himself as a woman. There we go again. Women being attacked under siege to make it seem as if though a crazy woman did it. Oh, the media, they don't care because they can't even define what a woman is.
Yeah, and nowadays, that's not even suspicious. You see a guy dressed as a woman, you're just like, okay, that's the way society is now.
That's the way society is now. Maybe we should go out and put on skirts and walk around with heels on, because society is like that. It's wrong, but if no one will say that it's wrong, people, oh, I guess it's okay. No, it's wrong, and I'm going to start calling it out. That kid should not have had a dozen tattoos on his face. Why? Clearly, there's a problem here. Clearly, he needs to see a psychiatrist. But people, oh, no, that's freedom of expression. No, it isn't. Okay, it is not. Well, we're changing. Times are changing. No, we got to stop agreeing with craziness. We got to stop saying that it's okay because it is not okay. Going back to my story, Jose Alba, what happened to him? Now, they've pressed charges against him. He's going to stand trial. And what you bet, they'll find a crazy jury that will say, oh, he's guilty. Well, Austin Simon, who's dead as a doornail, his family will probably get a big payout. And for what? This guy got rid of a derelict of society. He got rid of someone that we don't need here. He got rid of someone whose life would have probably have mounted to anything. But they will say, oh, well, look at it. He could have been this, just like Ferguson. What was the guy's name? The guy that got killed. I can't believe his name is escaping me because there are so many of these people. There are so many of these people doing the same thing from the same playbook. George Floyd, the exact same thing. Oh, well, he could have done this. He could have done that. No, he wouldn't. No, he couldn't. The guy was on a path of causing more harm. And to pay his, give his family $187 million? And for what? Because George Floyd is better dead than alive? Dante Wright, the same thing? And the list goes on and on and on? What is going on here? What are we signaling to our children? Now, I'm going to tie this all into what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. I just want to set the stage so you guys can understand where we're going with this. Because what happened to Brett Kavanaugh when he went to the Morton Steakhouse is indicative of how the left sees society. If you obey the law, we're going to come after you. If you don't obey the law, hey, your family will probably be a millionaire. And Andrew, it is wrong. I'll talk about it on the other side of the break.
Yeah, well said. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud's iHeartRadio channel. We're available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 p.m. on the West Coast. And you can find us on AmericaOutLoud.com by clicking the Listen Live tab, or listen to us live on iHeartRadio America Out Loud's channel. Stay tuned for more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
Hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years. Brush, floss, repeat. We're told to use fluoride, which doesn't really address the acid-creating bacteria. That is where the dentist-recommended Spry Dental Defense System shines. Spry products contain xylitol, a natural sugar, which helps get rid of those nasty, smelly acid-creating bacteria in our mouth. The best way to care for your teeth and gums is by using Spry. The Spry Dental Defense System has a wide variety of products, toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and chewing gums that are designed to work together to keep your teeth clean and mouth healthy and smelling sweet all day long. To get your oral care back on track in an easy, effective, and very tasty way, switch to Spry today. Ask your dentist about xylitol and the Spry products. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural product retailers.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Surely if you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. So you can listen in on our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back. And as I was saying before we went to break, I want to pick back up on Brett Kavanaugh. So I've set the stage introducing Austin Simon, who's dead as a doornail, and talking about Jose Alba, who is out on bail, $250,000 bail, and it shouldn't be. This should have been a slam dunk deal that he was defending himself. Go on. Criminals beware. But it isn't. And when you do things like this, you arrest the wrong person, you are emboldening criminals like Austin Simon. You're emboldening them. And then so many others, and again, we won't call their names. You can look at the stories for yourself. Waukesha, Wisconsin, you had the subway shooter. You have to shoot it in Buffalo, New York. Just shoot us all over. But they all share a common theme is that the media will play it down depending on who it is because they don't care. Now, the intro that you'd mentioned, Brett Kavanaugh. Now, last night I was thinking about this, like, you know, what can I talk about? What can we talk about? You know, there's so much that has happened over the weekend. As you said, Andrew, there's always a lot that's taking place that we could share with our listeners. And we're sharing this so that you will get outraged and upset and you will go to the polls and you will vote. It's not good enough just to say, well, we're going to get a change and then vote and then sit back. You got to make certain that you hold these politicians accountable. So Brett Kavanaugh, going out to eat, minding his own business, and then rioters, I don't even know if I should say rioters or possible assassinators, happened up on the restaurant. This man is having a peaceful dinner with his family. Why are they harassing him? Why are they after him? What did he do besides obey the law? He said that it was okay to knock down Trump's border law or ruling. Isn't that good enough? No. And I've said this before. The Supreme Court justices, people who are on the right side of the law, who will think, well, I'm going to give them a leg up because we did rule on this one, and that probably hurt them. So if I rule on this, on the other ruling the other way, they'll like me. They will not like you. It is best to uphold the law. Thank you, Clarence Thomas. Thank you, Samuel Alito. Because they don't take those personal feelings in there. They look at the law. They're not looking at, well, we knocked them down here. Maybe we'll just give them a little ground. You can't do that. It's not about giving people a little ground. It is about obeying the law, interpreting the law the way it should be by the Constitution. And that stay in Mexico ruling, whereby Brett Kavanaugh and Gorsuch decided to side with John Roberts, who is a weakling, and say, well, we're going to strike that down. Let them come here. You see? What did it get you? It got you absolutely nothing, Brett Kavanaugh. Absolutely nothing. And I'm sure he was probably thinking, well, we can like mince words here, give them a little bit. You can't do that. You have to obey the law. And you see where this got you? Now, I dare say he put his own family in harm's way because it has nothing to do with the other. But when you're looking at the law, you have to interpret the law the way it is and not looking at, let's give them a leg up. Let this be a warning to Amy Coney Barrett, all of them. Stop trying to give these radical liberals who don't obey the law a little wiggle room because they don't accept it. It's meaningless to them. It's all or nothing. Everyone else has to obey the law, even if you don't like it. For 50 plus years, people on the right had to accept abortion, had to accept the murdering of children, of babies. We had to accept it. And we did. We weren't going around blowing up abortion clinics. Now, those who were doing it, they were radicals, and they had been radicalized by the left, of course. But look at the pro-life centers. The left blowing them up. Where's Merrick Garland? Well, he's in Ukraine looking for criminal activity. Supreme Court justices are being threatened. Brett Kavanaugh almost assassinated last month. Congress, they don't want to vote for security for the Supreme Court justices. Joe Biden said, well, this comes with the territory. It's okay. It's okay. The Constitution clearly says you cannot do this. I have cited this numerous times. The statute. U.S. 18C. I have gone it over and over again. But yet still the media will say, oh, no, you don't have the right. I saw an article in the New York Times just the other day. It says, opinion, sorry, but the Constitution contains no right to eat dinner. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to say, well, if you say the Constitution says nothing about abortion, it doesn't say anything about eating dinner. Yes, it does. It doesn't specifically say eat dinner, but it says the right pursuit of happiness. See, a lot of these people aren't reading the Constitution. And I'm quite certain that the person who wrote this is probably someone, a millennial. And that's another problem. A lot of the folks in our newsrooms are radicals. They have sat and they have waited for this moment in time to take over, which is what they are doing. They don't care, regardless of what you say, your persuasion, and they will turn on you with the drop of a dime. Look at what happened to Macy Grace. She came out and said that you can't just change your body parts and say that you're a woman. It doesn't work like that. Bette Midler came out and denounced this whole thing with men can be women. And notice, it's always men trying to be women. And they talk about men, toxic masculinity. There's your toxic masculinity right there, those transgenders. Not straight, law-abiding citizens, Christian men, white men, black men. The toxic masculinity are those transgender men, men who think that they're women. And if you don't agree with it, they will come after you. There's your toxic masculinity. But as I was saying, Macy Gray, she came out and said, no, you can't be a woman just because you change your body part, just because you mutilate your body parts. Oh my God, they came down so hard on her. And she knew that they were going to do it because the interview that she gave with Piers Morgan, she said, I know that I'm going to get some flack for this. Well, I guess she couldn't handle the flack because she came back out and said, oh, well, you know, I guess I didn't understand. And, you know, if I hurt you, if I offended you. No, Macy, you understood the assignment.
Yeah.
You just got weak and scared.
It's kind of like another story I seen this past week that was very similar. And I think this was a mistake on Bette Midler's behalf because she wants to fit in with the progressive crowd, but I think she's just old and hasn't kept up with all of the things that this progressive crowd is pushing at this point. Bette Midler tweeted a tweet that said, women, they're trying to destroy us. They're calling us menstruating people and birthing people instead of calling us by what we are, women. Well, it's like, Bette, don't you know that it is Democrats who are for this push of calling women birthing people or menstruators and not just calling them by what they are, women? So it's almost like some of these woke progressives can't even keep up with what the latest is in the liberal lunacy that they are shoving down people's throats.
They can't keep up with it. All the more reason, Andrew, that conservatives have to push back and make certain, for the record, that they're saying this is not us. Because when Bette Midler tweeted that and said, hey, they're trying to counsel us, they're trying to call us menstruating people, and they're doing this, this is not coming from conservatives. But see, if conservatives don't jump out there and denounce this and push back, over time, people will say, oh, no, it was you. And then conservatives will find themselves trying to defend it, as opposed to getting out front now and saying, no, this is on you. And see, I fought news, especially conservative news outlets, that will see this and then they'll just walk right over it. I think of Bret Baier on Fox News. I like him, but he allows the left to get away with so much as opposed to challenging them. When he has an opportunity to interview them, he won't challenge them, but he will challenge a conservative. He will get down with it. No, but you said this, but no, but this, and but this, and but that. But when a liberal comes on, he'll make nice. And I'm not saying don't make nice, but challenge them on the issue and tell them, no, you said this. And because you said it, it is wrong. And you are feeding this garbage to people, innocent people who will believe it. But he won't do it. And so many others. I don't mean to just single him out, but he comes to mind right now because he did it recently when he was interviewing the governor, the woman who's running for governor in Arizona, Carrie Lake. What does he bring up? Well, I want to bring up the 2020 election. You said that that it was stolen. Now, why do you say that? Okay, why don't you ask when you have an opportunity to ask Hillary Clinton or many others in her orbit? Why don't you ask her, Hillary, you did the same thing. Democrats do the same thing. Every time a Republican wins an election, you guys say that it was done illegally. Why don't you challenge them also? This is what I don't understand.
Yeah, I've never really been a big fan of Bret Baier. He's pretty good straight newsman when he's just reporting on the news, but I kind of get the vibe from him that he's more interested in calling out Republicans to try and get a shot at one of the bigger networks, maybe NBC, ABC, something like that, than he is interested in just calling it down the line and telling it like it is. Almost seems like he wants to be the next Chris Wallace or something like that, where he can get a huge contract with one of these other companies, because you're right, Rob, he acts like he's not a pro-leftist, but he clearly is when you listen to him talk to Republicans and some of the people he brings on the show and the confrontations he'll have with them, as you mentioned, Carrie Lake.
Right. I mean, he doesn't, I'm not saying to take sides. I mean, be straight down the line. But what's good for one should be good for the other. And like you said, he just doesn't do it. And if he's hoping for a big contract from one of the networks, dude, look at what happened to Chris Wallace. Those days are long gone. You might get your contract, but you won't be on the air. And maybe that's what he wants. I don't know. But clearly you can see here what they don't call out the other side and challenge them, because they should be challenging them every day about all the elections. they being the Democrats, that they've lost. Because when you go back in history and you look at it and you can pull the tape, I've even played the tape on here, whereby you have had the same cast of characters. Every time a Republican has won, they have gone up and said, we want to challenge the election. We don't think that is fair. When Trump was nominated, when he won the election, you had John Lewis saying, I'm not going to even go to the inauguration because I think he cheated. I think he's illegitimate. And you had so many other Democrats not going because he's illegitimate. And then when Trump says, I'm not going to attend Biden's inauguration, oh man, that's bad. What about the peaceful transfer of power? Okay, but what about what you guys have done every time a Republican has won? See, this is what I don't like about conservatives, because they talk a good talk, but then they're weak when it comes to actionable items. Now, what you bet, if they win in November, everything that they're saying now, we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're telling them to hold the records on this Jan 6. We want to get it all. We want to look at it. Should they win, the first thing that will happen is that CNN and PMSNBC will start saying, well, the American people want to move on. They don't want any more of this. And they say that it's just too much. The past couple of years, it's just been too much. They just want you to be about the people's business.
Yeah.
And then they'll just walk right over it, won't cover it, will decide, okay, we're not going to call them up. We're just going to move on. No, you need to call them up.
Yeah, Rob, and call me crazy, but what I see coming down the pipe here is when Republicans take back the House and Senate in midterms, then perhaps it'll even escalate further if we take back the White House in 2024, which God knows our country needs. Democrats are going to try and use the tactic that they've been criticizing for the past 2 years. I predict right now the Democrats are going to be the ones yelling election fraud when they lose power. It'll be interesting to see the tides turn after the big game that they've talked about how secure our elections are. But I could totally see them once they lose the midterms and perhaps the general election. Of course, they'll say it different ways, acting like Republicans aren't letting Black people vote and things like that. But they're going to totally run with this election fraud narrative themselves.
They're going to run with it. And as I said, you watch. You'll have conservative news outlets that will not challenge them, will not say, wait a minute, you guys did this throughout 2016, throughout 2020. That's all you talked about, election fraud, and that the Republicans stole the election, and that they cheated. And now you're going to do it again and say they stole it from you? Come on, what gives? You got to hold these people accountable. You've got to hold them accountable. And that is the reason why we are where we are today.
And keep this in mind for people looking for the towards the future. They're already dropping these hints that, oh, Black people aren't allowed to vote. Why do Black people need an ID to vote? They're just dropping hints, kind of like we saw before the 2020 election, emphasizing how important mail-in voting is. That's just for an excuse to back up when they lose. Now, when they lose, they're going to be saying, oh, well, Republicans are trying to restrict people from voting. And we've heard this stuff already come out of the Democrats when we know that's not true. We know anybody can vote. It's not that hard, but that's the narrative that they want to go with.
It is a narrative that they want to go with, and we have to push back. That is the reason why here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew, we're going to constantly push back. We try to get our voices out there. If you want us to come on your show or to do a presentation, reach out to us. We're more than happy to do it. We will debate you on the issue, because there seems to be a lack of it out there in the public square, Andrew. And it's shameful. We need to stand up and call it the way it is. So if when we win in November, no, we need to hold all of them accountable. I don't care what people say. Well, if we do it, we might lose the election. Okay, then we lose. But at least we know that the record has been corrected. And it needs to be corrected. We can't just run with our tails between our legs and say, no, we can't do this. Look at what the Democrats are doing. They're tearing up the country while still doing Jan 6. So if they can do that, certainly we can rebuild the country while getting to the truth, Andrew. Certainly we can do it. We should be able to do that. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people like Trump. Again, bombastic, talks a lot. Maybe he should be quiet sometimes, but yet and still, look at what he did for the country. And look at what Biden has not done besides destroy the country. And just speaking about the mail-in ballots, I'll cover a little of this in the last segment of the show. Here in New York City, They're saying, oh, COVID is on the rise again. It's on the rise. Put your mask on. And people walking around with their masks. These are the same people who have been vaccinated not once, not twice, but four times. Why in the heck are you still getting COVID-19? Why are you still wearing the mask? Clearly, the mask isn't going to protect you. Clearly, the vaccine isn't going to protect you. So why are we still buying into this? It's a political ploy. They've got you henpecked. You go in, you stay inside. Then when you come outside, it's just like Rip Van Winkle 100 years later. And you look at the world and you go, oh, my God, it has changed. And certainly it has changed with men saying that they can have babies. A man can't have a baby. There are no menstruating people. There are no birthing people. Wake up. Push back. Stop trying to change the pronouns. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous, Andrew.
Well said. You'll never hear here on After Dark with Rob and Andrew that a man can have a baby or a period. We don't roll that way on this show. We tell it like it is. And in this situation, we certainly follow the science, which the left seems to be such big fans of, except in instances where it completely contradicts what they're trying to say. Hey, if you want to improve your health, starting now and through the month of July, only in celebration of America's Independence Day, all listeners, new and repeat, will get 50% off Immune Super Boost, an incredible offer. Go to healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50 for 50% off Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com/outloud and use the code America50. This is an incredible offer. We've never done this before. Please help us and help these companies sponsoring conservative radio like Healthy Cell, who keeps the operation being a fine-tuned machine here at America Out Loud. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin E.
Many Americans worry about their health four times a day. That's 120 times per month. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains full effective doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day, pill-free, ultra-absorption ingestible gel. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to healthycell.com and use code America50 for 50% off any order of Immune Super Boost. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code America50 for 50% off.
While many things we hear are lies, we know one thing is true. Viruses exist and people get sick. Look, there's no guaranteed way to keep from getting sick, but there is a way to reduce your chances. Cofix RX, the original povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray that you hear Dr. McCullough talking about, provides an additional, invisible layer of protection from colds, flu, coronaviruses, and more. Click the banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use promo code OUTLOUD for 20% off. Stay protected with Cofix RX.
Okay, folks, we're back, and during the last segment, just want to finish up on Brett Kavanaugh and what's happening to him. As you guys know, he had to do an escape route from the back of Morton Steakhouse. Thankfully, the folks there did speak out against the rioters, the possible assassinators of Brett Kavanaugh, saying that it was wrong. And you should know that there was a piece put on Twitter. I'm sure you guys heard that what's-his-name is playing on not buying Twitter, Elon Musk. I don't blame him. It was a shit show anyway. But we'll see what happens. No, he's saying that he's not going to buy him. And now look at the folks at Twitter. That's not fair. He'd better buy us. Because, see, they knew that they were going to give him a piece of crap. So now you have this guy, the aggro guy, who's at the top saying, oh, no, we're going to go to court. We're going to force this. We're going to make this happen. And I'm sure the folks inside, oh, no, no, we got our little baby back, our little propaganda machine. I'm sure Elon Musk has one or two tricks up his sleeve that he's planning on exposing something else. Because you look at how quickly they started letting other people back on Twitter that they had kicked off wrongfully. And again, this is something that you would think our conservative representatives would be on top of and say, let's take away Section 230, because we see now that this was nothing but a sham. They've been hiding behind this and silencing other voices. We have got to stop this right now. But they're not saying anything. They're going along with it. Wake the heck up. If we put you in office, we need for you to act. That is the reason why I support candidates like Carrie Lake, Marjorie Taylor Greene. But you know what? They will get out there and they will fight. They will call it out. You look at the folks on Jan 6, still in jail, political prisoners. Why in the heck are those people in jail? Whereby you have the person who was protesting outside the homes of the Supreme Court justices, they're not in jail. They're free to go back out and continue rioting, threatening. The folks that were at Morton Steakhouse, they're out planning on doing it again. And you might say, well, how do they know where to go? Well, on Twitter, the illustrious Twitter that claims we don't censor conservatives. How could we? We don't do that. But yeah, right. Put out a little tweet, shut down DC. This is what it reads. DC service industry workers, if you see Kavanaugh, Alito, Thomas Gorsuch, Coney Barrett, or Roberts, John Roberts, they don't like you. Okay? Let me say it again. They don't like you. DM us with the details. We'll Venmo you $50 or confirm for a confirmed sighting and $200 if they are still there 30 minutes after your message. Let me say this again. $50 they will give you of a confirmed sighting. And if they get the rioters together and they're still there, you get $200. Now, you tell me that this isn't promoting violence. And then you have, again, you have some conservative commentators who will look at this and say, well, no, we can't blame them. Just like we can't blame them when Scalise was shot. We can't blame them because people act on your own. The hell I can't blame them. And we're going to blame them. What do you mean you can't blame them? Someone could get killed.
Yeah, and some of these liberals that are getting all these freebies, $250 is big money to them.
Of course, because they're not working. All the job numbers came out. Oh, it looks great. Well, of course, people are either going back to their jobs after the shutdown, or the companies are saying, okay, this job we had here, let's just put it out there. That's why it looks so good. But nothing has changed. We still have high inflation. We're still in a recession, although they say that we're not, because they're trying to redefine that. After Janet Yellen plainly came out and said that she missed it.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't miss it. She didn't want to call it out.
Speaking of this inflation, Rob, I got to go on a little side tangent here. Usually my electricity bill is around $250 a month, which is kind of high, but it's just what I pay. Well, I opened the bill up yesterday, and for the month, it was $650.
Oh my gosh.
My electricity over doubled what it was. That's just the latest in this Joe Biden administration. At that rate, I don't know how people are going to afford to keep power on in their homes. I mean, this is just outrageous. I've never had a power bill anywhere close to this before.
Well, they want that. And Jennifer Granholm, she even said, okay, this is just the price you pay as we move to green energy. They don't care about you. They just want to, they see what they want and they're after it. Look at the world, the rest of the world. They're still using coal. Europe, they're cranking up their coal mines, plants, all over. But the United States, oh, we want green energy. They're telling people about green energy and not letting people know. When you go there, there is no substitute because we don't have the infrastructure for it. So you will be caught in the poorhouse looking for the government to help you out. And then the government will be worthless or bankless, broke, because they spent all the money. And then who steps in? China. China steps in and rules the day. Folks, pull out your Chinese manual, because before long, you will need it. You will definitely need it. Now, going back to Brett Kavanaugh. Now, I just read to you the tweet that was telling these radicals, hey, let us know where they are and we will pay you. Merrick Garland looks at this and he says, okay, free speech. Conservative, they're looking at this and saying that it's wrong, but they're not pushing on it. Shameful. No, I don't want, what's the guy's name? I almost called it McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy. I don't want a Speaker of the House. No way. He's weak. He is a sellout. Jim Jordan. We need someone who's a fighter. If Donald Trump doesn't run for the president, hey, make him Speaker of the House. You don't have to be in politics. You don't have to be a representative to be Speaker of the House per the Constitution. It could be anyone that you decide. Kevin McCarthy, I'm sorry. Yes, you need to vote with the party. Mitch McConnell, you served us well by getting federal judges in, but other than that, it stops. From that point on, you guys just go into the swamp and have a feast in the swamp. Back to Brett Kavanaugh. Poor guy can't even have a steak. I warned him. Now, Simply because I warned him does not mean that what he's encountering, that he should encounter it because it's wrong. Amy Coney Barrett, please be aware. They're going to do the same thing to you and all of the other judges.
Yeah, and before we move on, I just want to give some credit to Morton Steakhouse, who actually stood behind Brett Kavanaugh and put out a statement that the rioters that showed up were very rude and selfish for ruining all these people's dinner. And they're facing a lot of hate from the radical left-wing mob right now. But I think they did the right thing, and they should be happy with how they handled the situation.
They did the right thing, and everyone should go there and should have a stake. And Merrick Garland should put the police out after them. All these DAs, these police, it's really sad to see what our justice system has come to. It has become politicized. And it's wrong. What, meanwhile, Jussie Smollett, he's out trying to make music. Now think about this, he's out trying to make music, whereas the protesters of Jan 6 have been in jail for almost 18 months because they might escape. What? Where are they going to go? Well, you know, Jussie got to get out because the time it would take for him to do the appeal, he would have been in jail too long. But what about these guys?
He was at the BET Awards too.
At the BET Awards. See, they're making you think that these folks, the protesters on Jan 6, are radical and they're bad, but they're not. And whoever comes in, they better go in and say, we are going to expunge the record. We're going to pardon them all. Was a miscarriage of justice that should have never taken place. And it only took place because the Democrats were in control. This should never happen again.
Right. Even the ones who broke the law, you have to pardon at this point because they haven't had a fair trial.
Exactly.
Or anything like that. So they should just be, everybody should be pardoned in the way I look at it.
Absolutely a technicality because they have not gotten jurisprudence. They did not get their day. We're all entitled to a fair trial. And you know what else, Andrew? A lot of the judges that are along with this are judges that Trump appointed. Yeah, they become woke. Federal judges that are conservatives. But see, they got part conserve and part swampy. Like I said, we got to look at who we're voting for, who we're putting into office. Now, I want to hurry along because I definitely want to talk about this woman, Brittany Griner. Okay, she got 10 years in the gulag in Russia. You know what I say about it? The same thing I say about Austin Simon and Michael Brown. I don't give two pops. I don't give a flip as to where they are. Serves them good. Austin Brown is dead. I mean, Austin Simon is dead. That's good. We don't have to worry about him terrorizing anyone else. And Brittany, we don't have to worry about her saying that America's bad. Yeah. It's bad. Okay, well, you're in another country. What do you think about those chili beans? What do you think about it, Brittany? And your so-called girlfriend or whoever she wants to say she is coming out. Oh, I feel so bad. And no one wants to help her. And if she was LeBron James, well, hey, LeBron James was entertaining, although he has a big mouth. What has she done? I can't help it that people don't like women basketball. Maybe she stopped behaving like a man and act like a woman. They might like it. I'm just speaking truth to power here, folks. Don't hate me because I don't like seeing her shoot the hoops.
And this is another clear example of the double standard. You remember when those basketball players, one of the Ball brothers, got arrested in China for stealing an expensive pair of sunglasses. The media was all over President Trump when those college students were in jail to bring them home. And what did President Trump do in less than a week? He had all of them home. He got the job done. He got the American citizens back to America. Joe Biden, once again, is completely incompetent. His relationship with Russia is very bad. And I don't see Putin wanting to do Joe Biden any favors because of the way that Joe Biden's talked about them and keeps sending billions of dollars to Ukraine. So I don't think things are looking good for Brittany Griner. And not only that, Joe Biden actually took a phone call with Brittany Griner's family and was telling them that they're going to get her home and all this other things. And one of the other people who's been arrested in Russia, a white guy, his family came out and said, what, is Joe Biden just going to forget about our son? Why isn't he giving us a phone call to say that he's trying to get him home? I mean, just Joe Biden is a complete disaster.
Well, they're not going to call her call him because they don't care about him. They already got that vote. They're trying to play to the black vote. And that is a reason why they're going to call this girl Brittany. But like I said, I don't care two pops about Brittany Griner. Let her stay there. I wanted there. I mean, they should not. She needs to be there for a good 3 years. Maybe when she comes back to America, she will fall down on her knees and say, thank God for America. The country that she poo-pooed all on, the country that she said, oh, I don't like, America's done nothing for me. Okay, now why are you reaching out to us now? Now, Andrew, what you bet, if Trump were in office, she would already be home. She would already be home, and she wouldn't be thankful. Oh, she would lay it in even harder. Oh, I don't like this country. He's a racist, and this country's this. But you know what? Let's talk to ASAP Rocky. He was in Sweden. Trump got him home. Now, I don't know what ASAP is saying now about Trump. But if it wasn't for Trump, he would still be cooling his heels off in a Sweden jail, a Swedish jail. But I think he came out and thanked Trump for bringing him home.
Right. And if it weren't, if President Trump were still in power, I have a feeling Russia would have never went to war with Ukraine.
Oh, absolutely.
Our relationship with Russia would be a lot better than it is now. And yeah, President Trump would have brought her home probably within a couple of weeks after she got arrested. At this point, she's already been in Russian prison for 7 months. And I don't think Joe Biden's going to have any success bringing her home.
Well, 7 months is not long enough. Now, I know they're saying that they're looking at doing a prison exchange. I hope it just like drags out because I want her there a little while longer. I want her there a little while longer.
Yeah, and that's really not a fair premise for the American people, a prisoner exchange, because this guy that Putin wants back has committed all kinds of crimes against America and Americans. And Joe Biden's actually, I guess, considering releasing him back to Russia in exchange for Brittany Griner, which is not a fair trade in my book.
And you know what else, Andrew? Whomever the person is that Russia wants back, the people that he committed an offense against, I'm sure that those family members are saying, no, that's not right. Don't do it. But you know what? The media won't put the mic in front of their faces. They don't want you to hear that. They don't want you to hear their side. They don't want you to hear that. No, we don't want a prison exchange. We want that guy to stay here because of the harm he's done to our family. But the media don't care. They're just focusing on Brittany because they want her back here on our soil so they can, I guess Joe wants to give her the presidential freedom award or something. But see, they will not put the mic in their faces the same way when we found out that the American golfers were going to play in Saudi Arabia. What did they do? Oh, let's find the folks from 9/11 and let's put the mic in front of them and say, what do you think about this? Meanwhile, they won't put the mic in front of those Americans who were done wrong by the Chinese. They won't put the mic in front of their faces because they're okay with that. And remember, they were saying, oh, well, the NBA players, the golfers, why are the golfers doing this? And this is not fair. And I don't believe, okay, but why didn't you say that about the NBA? Well, I'll tell you why. Because see, majority of the NBA players are black. You see, a majority of the golfers, they're white. So they don't want them to earn any money. You see what I'm saying here, folks? You see how I tied this together. Night after night after night, I hope you're listening and I hope you are sharing this because this is what this is what's happening. It is a double standard. You cannot trust Joe Biden. He's an old, feeble, crazy man who the other day, Andrew, when he came out and he was talking about this whole abortion thing, did you not see that they had put markers on the floor as to where he's supposed to stand? And then
no,
once
I
he's done, it's embarrassing. Google it, folks. Google it.
I thought you were talking about him reading the teleprompter. It's
hard
to keep track of all the gaffes.
I was going to say that next. Reading the teleprompter. And when you're done, say, okay, I'm going to walk over here. Okay, I'm going to walk over here. Joe, that's not for you. Okay. But no one says anything about it because they want to make it, they want to make you think that he's the smartest man. He's doing all this when the entire world is laughing at us. I had a conversation with someone the other day. They said, oh, the world was laughing at us at June 6th. What do we care if they're laughing at us? We're laughing at them when they can't get an election right. So who cares? But the world is laughing at us over Joe Biden, an old senile man who doesn't know what he's doing. They're shooting him up with BC vitamins just to keep him going. Folks, we're in trouble. This man is old and decrepit. And it is a representation of the way the country is. It is a representation because it starts at the top and it trickles down. The top is corrupt and so is the bottom. Look at our justice system as we were saying with Brett Kavanaugh. Look at the stabbing that took place recently in New York City. And you know what? No one has said anything about removing the knives, taking all the knives from the homes. Why is that? Go figure. Go figure. Folks, you got to wake up. You got to wake up and you got to make certain that the folks you put into office, that they're doing the right thing. And I know a lot of you say, well, we don't want Trump to tell us who to vote for. I think you might want to reconsider that. Because the people that he's backing, a lot of them have the Trump agenda. Whereas others, yeah, I'm sure they're good conservatives. But if you cannot stand up and look at a Democrat and tell them that you are corrupt and what happened in 2020 should not have happened, I'm sorry. I don't think I have any need for you. Plain and simple, Andrew.
Yeah, well said. And we've seen that play out over the last year and a half, I guess you could say. A lot of these world leaders who President Trump was very good to have had things happen to them. Of course, Netanyahu was outed in Israel, which I was very happy to see because he completely turned his back on President Trump after all President Trump had done for Israel. Netanyahu was one of the first world leaders to congratulate Joe Biden after the stolen election. And then we've just seen the same thing in the UK where Boris Johnson had to step down, another guy that President Trump was very good to, who, as far as I'm concerned, turned his back on America and President Trump after the fraudulent election. So I'm happy to see these guys getting outed from power and the karma, I guess you could say, for not speaking up for what's right is catching up to them. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you stream, or you can go to AmericaOutLoud.com for 24/7 talk radio. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.